Lethal injection is the most commonly used method of execution in the U.S. It is also the method associated with the most recorded mistakes. NPR investigative reporter Kiara Eisner is here to bring us reporting on a new study that says those mistakes happen disproportionately when Black prisoners are being put to death. Hi, Kiara.
Hi.
When you say mistakes with lethal injection, we often hear the word botched. What does that really mean? What happens?
So there is no universal definition of what makes an execution botched, and states hide a lot about how they conduct these executions, so it can be hard to tell what happens even when everything appears to go fine. But this new report from a nonprofit called Reprieve used a few criteria to sift through the more than 1,400 lethal injections that have happened. That's whether a prisoner had audibly or visibly expressed pain, if they seem to be still conscious and alert after the drugs that are supposed to numb and paralyze them were injected, whether it took workers a long time to find a vein, and they found 73 executions that they considered botched.
Now, there's a lot of research that indicates the imposition of the death penalty itself is often discriminatory. So what's new about this?
This is the first time that research has shown this clearly, that that sort of racism has extended into the death chamber itself. And the numbers in this report were quite striking. Nationwide, half of those 73 botched lethal injection executions were of Black people, though only a third of the prisoners executed were Black. And in southern states, the pattern was more dramatic. In Arkansas, Oklahoma, and Georgia, 75% or more of the states' botched lethal injection executions were of Black people, despite the fact that executions of Black people accounted for just around a third of the executions in each of those states.
So why? What does your reporting show about why this is happening?
I talked to two sets of experts to find an answer: academics who study racism and execution workers who see what happens in the death chamber firsthand. Rukaya Yerby is a professor of health law at The Ohio State University. She studies racism in healthcare, and she described how racist tropes, like how Black people experience less pain or have superhuman strength, that can affect their medical treatment.
Black people don't have thicker skin. We don't have bigger bones. But if you believe that, then you're going to treat somebody differently than if you're going to do it to a white person.
Research shows that nationwide, Black cancer patients received less pain medication. Something similar could be happening in the death chamber, she said.
And now you said you talked to execution workers also. What they say?
Yes, I talked to four workers who collectively witnessed or worked on 26 executions across the country in seven different states. None of them were Black, I should say. Three of the folks I talked with said they didn't notice any discriminatory treatment of Black people themselves. The fourth person I talked to, who was a spiritual advisor named Jeff Hood, he said he did see workers treat Black prisoners differently. He said the correctional officers he saw made the restraints on Black prisoners tighter because they feared maybe that Black prisoners would resist more.
If your assumption is that the person who is condemned is going to resist, then you are going to take much more liberties with their body. And when you leave protocol, of course you are going to have a botched execution.
NPR investigative reporter Kiara Eisner. Thank you, Kiara.
Thank you.